If you're a big Michael Jackson fan, chances are you already have plans to see the concert film This Is It. It comes out today. Thousands of showings in the U.S. and around the world had already sold out last week before anyone but studio execs had seen the film, which might make reviews irrelevant. But Bob Mondello has one anyway.
Would have been quite a concert from the looks of the rehearsal footage.
I gotta cue that. That shouldn't trigger on its own.
That should be a special.
That can't trigger on its own.
Our girl.
The This Is It concerts were to blend live performance with film sequences, a 3D thriller graveyard bit so elaborate it turns into a sort of Phantom of the Sports arena, dancers leaping from spring-loaded trapdoors, Rita Hayworth tossing the former gloved one her glove, and the point of it all, Michael Jackson, front and center. Cobbled together by director Kenny Ortega from more than 100 hours of high-definition rehearsal footage, This Is It has music from the concert that wasn't to be, interrupted by unrevealing but welcome backstage glimpses of a hard-driving king of pop in the last 4 months of his life. Ortega was the director of what was to have been London's live comeback concerts. After Jackson's death in June, he became keeper of the star's cinematic flame. He's made it seem as if, in rehearsal, a perfectionist Jackson is calling most of the shots and creating all of the magic.
Michael, do you like this, first of all?
Yeah, that's a cool move.
Okay.
Cool move, but yeah. It spreads out too much at the end.
To answer the vaguely necrophilic question many viewers will have going in, Jackson looks healthy. Thin, but not painfully so, no obvious signs of sleep deprivation. He keeps up with or outdoes a company of pole dancing aerialists and muscular backup dancers who look to be half his age. Because the footage was shot for Jackson's private library rather than for exhibition, Ortega doesn't have the extra camera angles and cover shots that would allow him to cut away every few seconds, which is a good thing. For once, you can actually see the dance moves, Jackson punctuating every lyric with hip thrusts, crotch grabs, twirls, and skittering ankle twists that propel him across the stage as if solid floorboards were a conveyor belt. When the director is playing with technical aspects of the stage show, you get a feel for what might have been in concert. I could have done without a Heal the Planet bit involving a little girl and digitized butterflies, but Ortega's on firm ground whenever he's showing Jackson simply working, tentative at times, performing at a level that might not cut it in front of an audience, but is clearly getting there.
Get me out, bam! Some right there. Mm-hmm. Into the nighttime. Walls won't hold me tonight.
There's nothing in This Is It that will diminish Jackson in the eyes of fans, and plenty that will impress folks who know his work only from music videos and recordings. If you're looking for some insight into the star, or even a full-screen close-up of his surgically sculpted face, This Is It won't be it. But if you're looking for showmanship, it's everywhere. I'm Bob Mondello.
See that girl, she knows I'm watching. She likes the way I stare. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, tell it me that way. They say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.